Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Hope you're having a great Friday, and we're glad that you've joined us today on Tetelestai. Are you prepared for the final battle? We've been looking at different kinds of evidence, as if we're in a courtroom, to present evidence that indicates that may be able to prove that something spiritually shifted, changed in the late 19th century, early 20th century, that may be an indicator. And these pieces of evidence that may be indicators that we have seen what John prophesied concerning the loosing of Satan at the end of days in Revelation 20, verse 7, for him to be able to go out, gather the nations together to bring persecution against the people of God. What evidences seem to point to the fact that that may have already happened? And we're not, again, told how long it will take for that to transpire. We're not given any indication of it. But we are certainly seeing something major spiritually shifted in that time period, late 19th century, early 20th century. And we have been looking at different pieces of evidence, exhibits that seem to point toward that. We have looked at the moral condition of the world, the spiritual condition of the church, persecution against the Church of Jesus Christ, persecution against the Jewish people, anti-Semitism, the Jewish people being restored to their land. We've looked at the preparations globally for a one-world government, a one-world currency. Then we looked yesterday, particularly at the growth of knowledge, technology, as Daniel predicted in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, and how that right now with the appearance of AI and with the internet, that the potential of knowledge doubling every 12 hours. Human knowledge, when it used to be 25 years at the end of World War II. So we have come a long way. But there are other signposts. Here's another exhibit that I present to before you. The push for a one-world global religion or global spirituality that is not simply Jesus exclusive. Everybody getting together, you know, that really is symbolized by that bumper sticker that says coexist, and it's got all the religious symbols from different religions to use for the letters. Think about the massive explosion that took place in the late 19th century, coming into the 20th century, of false religions, but particularly of cults. The rise of the occult and Satanism, not just in, you know, faraway places like, you know, third world jungle people who are still animists worshiping wood and stone, but in the West, in civilization, in highly technical societies. Satanism has exploded. Occultism has exploded. Cults. You have, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses. You have the Mormons. You have all Scientology. Massive amounts of false spiritual teachings and teachers that exploded during this time. And prolifically began to impact various parts of the world, and the spread of false gospels, spread of a false gospel, even out of and supposedly based upon the Bible. It's been phenomenal to see the explosion of these false teachers. That is definitely an exhibit and evidence, because the Apostle Paul talked about there would be deceptive spirits, doctrines of demons, that would explode in the latter days. Global conflict is another piece of evidence. I mean, think about it. There were wars, certainly, prior to the 19th century, the end of the 19th century, but what happened when we got into the 20th century? We had World War I. Then we had World War II. Notice these are world wars. These are global conflicts, and massive amounts of people are being slaughtered and killed. Violence has been filling the earth. Global conflict, Korean War, just from the United States, Korean War. Then you had Vietnam, and then you have the wars in the Middle East. And again, right now, if you go on the internet and look for current global conflicts, Look at how many portions of the world the map is colored in. I mean, there are conflicts that are going on, not just Russia and Ukraine, not just Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah. You're not just looking at with Iran and those countries there in Syria and the Middle East. There are conflicts going on throughout Africa, throughout Asia, in places where you don't even hear about these things. In Europe, all kinds of conflicts, some of them very big, some of them maybe a lot smaller or minor, but they are still conflicts. Global conflict is a sign. Jesus said you would hear of wars and rumors of wars, and those wars and rumors of wars are part of the birth pangs that will only increase in intensity and scope the closer we get to his return. And obviously, this is what is happening. You can see it. So you've got this as an exhibit. You also have the fact that I mentioned when we talked about the spiritual condition of the church, no revival since global revival, global spiritual awakening since 1903. It hasn't happened. Now, you've had small pockets of revival, small pockets of spiritual awakening, but we've not had a global movement of the Spirit of God since that time. With all of these exhibits, all of these pieces of evidence, here is the thing. Whoever's pulling the strings behind the scenes, let's just say in a governmental sense, and those who are working toward this final push toward a global government, global currency, control headed up by an anti-Messiah. We know that the very spirit of Antichrist has been in the world for the last several thousand years, the spirit itself. But this person that's going to be personified in this group of people who are going to be the influencers guiding the world under the dark knowledge, dark power of the evil one, in order to gather the world together, to make war against God, in order for all of this to begin to fall into place, and it basically the pieces of the puzzle. You know, it's like the edifice has been constructed, the house has been built, the power's been connected to it, but the power's not yet been turned on. Everything is in place, everything is settling in to where it needs to be, but the switch hasn't been turned on yet. And what they need, whoever they is an event. They need something that is of such a massive scale that will cause the people of the world to be willing to submit to a new system, not only of governance, but of currency and all of those things. They're going to need an event that will bring everybody together and say, yes, yes, please, please, we need this. They'll be begging for it. What that event might look like, there's all kinds of possibilities. We stand on the brink of nuclear conflict right now with Russia, with China. War could be that event, that kind of a war, a limited nuclear conflict, a nuclear exchange. That would certainly shock a lot of people. An economic collapse that would be global in its impact, because folks, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize we're in deep, deep trouble economically in our own country. And the world is as well. It's on a razor's edge. And it's just one thing to send it over that edge. They're just, right now, with all the things they're doing behind the scenes, they're just kicking the can of inevitability down the road a little bit. But eventually, at some point, you're not going to be able to kick that can any further. Maybe, you know, with all the talk of the rise of aliens and, you know, supernatural, UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon, vehicles, there's a number of things they could use or will try to use. But they need an event in order to push this agenda forward. Now, that event, when it happens, it's going to accelerate things rapidly, very quickly. And you're going to see this whole scenario begin to fall into place. And you're going to see a great turning. There's going to be a spirit released in this world like you've never seen before, not in a good way. It will be evil, and it will be evil incarnated in a person and in a system that is going to be turning its sights and its attention on the people of God. And there's going to be a final assault to seek to eradicate the Church of Jesus Christ, because the Church of Jesus Christ is the one entity, the one power, the one force that stands in the way of Satan having his way in this world. And he is going to do everything he can to eradicate the body of Messiah with persecution, and it's coming. Whether it's going to happen in its full, you know, full-fledged playing out of the scenarios that we see in the book of Revelation and in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, in our time, no one knows. Only Jesus knows the time. He only knows the day they are. We can certainly see the season. We certainly ought to be able to discern and see the seasons. And certainly by looking at the things that we see going on with all these different exhibits, something is in the air. Something's afoot. But we don't know. God could intervene and put it all to a stop and say, nope, we're going to go another 500 years before all things begin to happen. I don't know. Anyway, it's in God's hands, but it sure looks like we have a lot of things in place. But again, as I said, they're going to need an event, something that's going to cause everyone, it's going to shock, terrorize, frighten, whatever they need in order to herd everybody together to put them in a position to where they're willing and wanting all of this that the enemy is going to offer to supposedly save them. But it will be ultimately to their doom and ruin. All right, well, we're going to continue talking about this when we get back together, Lord willing, on Monday, particularly about the expectation of supernatural events that are going to begin to happen that are going to really shock a lot of people out of their lethargy, for sure, what they are going to begin to see to happen. Well, I pray that you have a great weekend. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He lift His countenance towards you and give you His peace.